One day, government agents stop you on the street and turn your world upside down. You are told you have superpowers and have to go to a special school for others just like you. They do not take no for an answer. Fast forward to your first day of education. Before leaving, one of your classmates stops you. She wants to show you something. Hey, wait up. Where are you going? Yes, you newbie. Can I talk to you for a second? In private. Oh, no, it's nothing serious. I'd just like to show you something. And, you know, get to know you a little better since you're new. You were very wide-eyed today, so I thought I could be friendly, you know? Thanks. Let me just close the door behind us. We don't need any curious souls dropping in on us. Relax. I just want to talk. Not like I'm gonna bite you or anything. Tell me, how was your first day in the school for the gifted? It must have been quite a shock when they said you had superpowers and pulled you out of your normal life, huh? Yeah. It was the same for me. I told them they were being ridiculous, and I know nothing of what they were saying and to leave me alone. That's when they insisted and pulled my hands behind my back. Yeah, it is much better to go quietly. So, what powers do you have? You don't know yet? You wouldn't be lying to me now, would you? All right, I believe you. I wouldn't really blame you if you were, though. It would be a smart thing to do. Hiding what you can do from your fellow students. The element of surprise gets you a long way in a scuffle. And it's just a matter of time before some overconfident asshole wants to push you around. Don't worry about it. You'll manifest your powers soon enough. And if they manage to track you down already, you must have quite a bit of raw potential. Good to know. My powers. Now that would be telling. I'm pretty much in the same boat as you. Nobody knows what my powers are either. It's no big deal. We just don't get to attend the more specialized classes. Means we can slack off more, so it's really a win-win for me. Not much point in learning the finer points of pyromancy if you turn out to be a speedster, right? All you really need to know is how to bring them down. And it just means we have more time to study the things that really interest us on our own. Anyway, like I said, I wanted to show you something. Hang on, let me just take this thing from around my neck. Yeah, I'd like to show you my pendant. Oh, you'll understand why soon enough. I mean, just look at it. Isn't it fascinating? Look at the way it sparkles as I gently spin it around and around. The way it catches the light. What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm just showing you my pendant. Here, I will give you a better view. See? Just look at it. Watch my pendant. It's captivating, isn't it? You're looking a little unsteady on your feet there. You should sit down. Sit down. And look a little closer. Look a little deeper. Don't bother trying to fight it. I've already